This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, Mike Bell, it looks like he ain't coming back. And, of course, we're waiting on the Falcons to let us know, the fan base, where they're going to cut and save money and hopefully be able to spend some money in free agency. Teams continue to cut, and we're going to get you caught up. But the one guy we're talking about is Matthew Judon. Mike, this isn't a surprise, as Judon tweeted out a picture of himself in a Falcons uniform with nothing, no caption, no words, just a Falcon uniform. And right. So people are freaking out. D. Orlando Ledbetter, our reporter from the AJC, had already reported that Judon is going to head to free agency. Look, the Falcons didn't owe him anything. I thought this was kind of a no-brainer for most Falcon fans. And remember, when he got the deal to come in, when we traded for him, he said, the Falcons don't know me. And I don't know them, and I don't expect anything. I'm going to earn whatever I get moving forward.
Which we all thought was great at the time. We thought, well, that's really cool, a guy who gets it. You know, you don't know me. You don't owe me anything. And unfortunately, he just didn't get the traction that I think we were all expecting. Now, how much of that was a byproduct of the guys he played with, or Carl, what he has, or doesn't have left in the tank, or was it the same guy from the arm injury, the shoulder injury, that's why the Patriots were willing to say goodbye?
I think this should have been like checked off the list as soon as the season was over. There are certain guys on this team that we feel like this show that we don't need back. Okay, so when we start talking about maybe if ands and all right, if he gets restructured, that's a whole different conversation. Then I didn't get enough from Matthew Judon for the trade that what we gave up and what we got in return.
Third round pick.
It wasn't worth it.
Now,
I would prefer to have that third-round pick back now
too.
If I knew what we know now.
Yeah, I mean, look, there were some big money. It was like you went in for Cousins, and that is what it is. But if you had not done that, there's where the big money would have gone for some of the other dudes that were big edge rushers that were signed by other teams. Hell, even, you know, I mean, we could have gone with Jadeveon Clowney, you know, who was coming off a 9-sack appearance with the Ravens a year before. So, anyway, Judon, that's not a surprise. I wouldn't think Lorenzo Carter not coming back, Carl's not a surprise to most Falcon fans who've been watching this team. Where they go with this is maybe, and I said to you yesterday, perhaps if they are going to make some moves, it'll be on a Saturday afternoon, like a news dump. You know, it's like if a tree falls in the forest. You know what I mean? And no one's there to hear it.
Yeah, look, I don't know what the purpose is of that unless they just are not prepared to do all the moves that they need to do. They do have time, guys. Look, the time crunch is next week. They have to be under the cap, you know, and it's not today, and it's certainly not tomorrow. But I just think as we see other teams making these moves, Mike, to get themselves ready for the start of free agency, I just keep wondering, you know, when we're going to do something. And again, I'm talking about official announcements. We are speculating on some of these guys being let go. We have not heard official word yet.
Right, or there's negotiations ongoing between players' agents and the team as far as the restructuring of the contract, and that could very well be happening. So I'm not trying to make it sound like they're trying to put a fast one on anybody, but you know, everyone's got their own time frame. I know as Falcon fans, we want to know yesterday what their intentions are on improving this football team, but we do know this: you have to create some cap space right now just to get under the cap.
404-726-0929. Guys, we're live at State Farm Arena. Tonight is 92.9 The Game Night, where you'll get a chance to see all of the personalities on our radio station handling some different events and in-game things. Mike and I, they told us we're going to be holding suitcases for a game. Is that correct? Do you know this?
Again, they don't really give us speaking parts. So, you know, well, are they afraid that I'm going to start dropping F-bombs or something on the microphone?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Last couple of years, we had mics. Now we don't have mics, and now they're just giving us props.
Props, yeah.
But you will see us though on the floor for a big promotion coming up in the first half.
Yeah, it's sometime in the first half. But I'm not sure. I think it's Deal or No Deal is the game, I believe. Yeah. And again, there's various things that'll be
going on. So we're like spilling like the models?
Probably. We're going to be holding. Now, if the suitcase has money in it and y'all see me running, you understand why.
Right.
But I don't know exactly when all the other personalities will be on at some point. But if you're in the arena, man, you'll get a chance to see all of us. And if you see us, stop and say hello. We'd love to get a chance to meet you tonight.
You know, one of the things we need to do, I'll have to tell this to Steve Koenig for next year, plan ahead, is you and I do like celebrity bartender.
That'd be fun.
That's right up our alley.
That'd be fun.
You know what I mean? And then we could put right over here on the 100 level.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
That or on the floor where the Hawk
right.
Bar is. The Hawk Bar is a lot of fun, man. People hanging out, celebs down there. So lots of stuff going on here at the arena, including the Hawks in action against the Pacers. Stretch a few games together. Now they get the Pacers tonight, and then they get them again on Saturday night. I've said this, going back to last season, Pacers own us. They just own us.
They're a better version of us. You know, don't you feel that they don't play great defense? They play more defense than we do, but they're just a more athletic, to me, version of what we are and bigger.
And they went through a stretch where they had some injuries early and they were struggling, but, you know, they're getting back to form. And more times than not, over the last few years, they've had our number. I want to see what LeVert and Niang and these guys do tonight against a deep Pacers team that made a deep run last year. Remember, they got deeper in the playoffs than anybody expected, but it should be an entertaining game tonight. Meanwhile, Mike, we will continue to talk about the NFL and what's going on, and also we got a few guests that are going to stop.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By speaking of the Hawks, Lauren Williams is going to stop by from the AJC to talk about where this team is and what they need to do to maybe try to improve their standings. As right now, we've been saying this all week, it looks like the play-in, man. I just want to get out of that 10 or 9 spot. If we can get to 8, maybe 7, I'd feel a little bit better.
Right.
I do think 6 is out of the question now with the way Detroit has been playing. And then our buddy Rusty Manziel is going to stop by as well from On 3, Dogs Insider, and co-host on the Steakhouse. We'll talk to him a little bit later on in the show about Mike White, and all things dogs related.
Yeah, man, last night, flipping around, watching a lot of college basketball, a lot of big games going on last night, if you didn't see, in the SEC. We'll talk about that coming up at the 4 o'clock hour with Russ. But, yeah, man, Georgia, where do they kind of, you know, fit in the March Madness picture? Would they, and this is something interesting, would you think the committee will get cute and have one of those SEC teams on the fringe in those first four play-in
games? Very possible.
Right.
Because that way they don't get accused of stacking the deck with SEC teams.
Right.
Right? And then you get them in the play-in, it gives them a chance to maybe make the tournament.
And then Mike White can say he was in the tournament.
Correct. Because the coaches take credit
yes,
for that.
They
You're
do.
Absolutely right. They're like, well, we got in last year. No, you didn't.
Right.
I do think that's a very, very likely possibility. But, yeah, man, look, last night, Florida's really good. And we said this already. They went on the road, Mike, beat Alabama. That this team may make a run towards a national championship. Mm-hmm. And I said yesterday, maybe at the end of the show, for those who missed it, the champion this year is coming out of the SEC. There's just too many talented teams. And it doesn't matter how they're going to do this bracket as far as who has to go out west, who's
right.
going to go up in the northeast, the south, and who the seeds are. I just think there's going to be so many good teams by attrition, Mike. They're going to work their way down this bracket, and you're going to have probably three SEC teams standing at the end of this thing.
We always talk about strength of schedule, you know, in the football side of it, but I was reading one of Lenardi's bracketology columns today. Georgia basketball has a 2-11 record against what they call quad one opponents. So basically, you're not good against the good teams.
Yeah.
And for no other way, it's the simplest way to explain it. You know, and Georgia fans would tell you that. As we said, they've had good teams on the ropes, but they didn't finish them off. They've let good teams battle back, and they've blown leads. And they've later in the season, I will agree that they're playing better basketball, but still, they let too many good teams beat them. And then there was some just plain old beatdowns, too.
There were. And so we'll see how that plays out. But I'm curious to see what Rusty says about that. And as we are in the midst of spring football, guys, around the country, we want to get his thoughts on the Dogs as well. So that's on the way. We're live at State Farm, 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home fast, or for cash, that is, very fast, at PadleyBuys.com. That's P-A-D-L-Y, Buys.com. All right, guys hitting us up. It's funny because we were talking about Judon. Who else do you not expect back or don't want back? That's my question for you. Put it up at Dukes and Bell 929. Give me a couple of guys that, and it doesn't matter who they are, guys. The sentimental value, Mike and I have been saying this. You got to put everybody on the board and say, all right, value, what are we getting, Mike? And is he good enough either to return, or is he good enough to extend or restructure? That's what we're talking about. And there's probably right now 10 guys that you could say, he needs to be gone. He needs to be gone. I don't know if that's going to happen, guys, because, again, you don't dismantle an entire roster. You still need depth. But
right.
This is what the choosing of certain players for the Falcons right now coming down to who they want to keep.
Well, I mean, you got free agents, restricted free agents. Then you've got guys that are still on the roster. You just mentioned Judon. His contract was up with us. Same for Lorenzo Carter. You know, Justin Simmons, they may let Justin Simmons go float around. He did not have a great year for us. He's 31.
You think they bring him back?
And, well, I mean, cheap for pennies on the dollar. I mean, I wouldn't mind that. I think Richie Grant is gone. I mean, not bringing him back. You know, we mentioned Drew Dahlman. They can't really afford him. I want him back, but I don't know. Not sure what he is. Kentavious Street is a free agent.
Okay.
Part of that rotation. He's 28. I know that the coaching staff seems to like the rotation, but as we say, they don't have an impact. You know, they just don't. It's hard for the fans to see what they do well when you're always at the bottom of the NFL and sacking the quarterback or points allowed or, you know,
versus the run.
Passing yardage, exactly. All
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Storm Norton. I want him back. Storm Norton's a good swing guy. Now, I don't know what his value is, Carl, in the open market, but that's a guy that I would love to see. Kadarryl Hodge means a lot to us. Special teams are always underrated, but that's a guy that I'd like to see back.
I agree. I think they're going to find money for him. I do.
Right. Then you got the dudes that we spent a lot of time talking about. David Onyemata. What are you going to do with Grady? Is Grady's camp open to the idea of a restructure or a pay cut? Mike Hughes. Where's your feeling on Mike Hughes? We looked at those numbers. I was killing Mike Hughes the last couple of weeks, and then we looked up the PFF. I know Pro Football Focus is kind of nebulous, but they were making it sound like he wasn't as bad as I thought he was. So they might feel more differently. Then I just don't know why, if it's not the coverage, it's the tackling. Our secondary, and I heard Andy and Randy talking about this on the way in today to State Farm, we're a terrible tackling defense, and our secondary is the worst part of all, as we witnessed against the Vikings, against Carolina last year. Ugly.